Welcome to everyone. In the last class, Vasishth was kind of asking us at least to find company of unproductive people, and that will make it happen somehow. And now he's calling, he's talking. Swanu bhutesh sastrasya gurur chayv ek vakyata yasya abhyasen ten atma sant tena avalikyate. And probably having said that, having found the company, and also he said that this will happen, probably saw in our faces that we are very now finding open dharma, I will make it, really seeing this little pride in us, and certainly gives him chance, seeing actually sages, they keep on talking, only seeing our faces, because seeing face, they understand what you understand, what you understood. And certainly, this understanding is it's very, very wide, very, very wide word. And probably the understanding they are talking, generally, if we really question, what is the kind of understanding I have, if I question back to me, and probably, I will look that I have a pattern of thoughts, pattern of education. And understanding somehow leaks in that, this whole system of me, which is like a transplanted it's not really from me, it's really transplanted from many, many people. And somehow, if you have seen these children, children, sometimes they have this game, with the light, you question and put one side in the question and another in the answer. And really, when the right answer, it lits the light. So somehow, kind of like that kind of, you know, system we have in us. You know, like really, it's not really understanding, you know, it's really a system. And like we really, our life rely on that, kind of like, you know, it's like what we are paying is our life. And like many times, like we are so sure that I understand, and we really go from this kind of understanding, you know, like it is, you know, the question is like, you know, when, and it's, maybe it's like actually, you know, I was playing with one of these, like recently, and there was one wrong answer in it, like somehow wrong circuit, and it leads, you know, like as if the right answer. So many times also this happens, you know, to us. So certainly like knowing this, because, you know, I think, you know, it's very difficult to hide anything from them, you know, it's like this is the one another thing that like I think, you know, they will be sitting like idiots, you know, kind of like looking really idiots. And really like having this quality that even a fiber, you know, in the air, like even if drops somewhere, they will really recall that also, you know, like it's like so such a place that doesn't leave anything, you know, like generally we think that we can trick them, you know. And it's very difficult, like, you know, I really tried to trick just many times, and, you know, every time I was caught. So it's really, they are caught, they are talking very different kind of understanding, you know, not this, this game understanding. And this is why, like, as soon as Vasisht felt a little relaxation on our face, certainly, you know, he comes with something else. And what now he's saying, like, Swanubhotesh Shastrasya Guror Ek Vakyata. Like one simple experience, like before coming here, like we were having tea, probably, you know, most of us. So one way could be that I was, say, having tea, and before even tea finished, you know, the cup was empty, even before, I was busy thinking about the hall, you know, like, kind of like a like somehow our life is in such a way that we really don't allow experience to cease in. Like, you know, if we allow experience to cease in, probably tea will be still tasting, you know, in you, like, hopefully. And really a very different flavor now, you know, like, still you will be with the taste of tea. And probably very different flavor than when you were drinking the tea. Now, like, if anyone can really see the taste of tea now, which you drank half an hour before, still is there, but in a very different flavor, you know, like, very probably like when I was drinking tea, you know, there was the taste in my tongue only, and now it's all over, you know, not only in the tongue, you know, it's more we can say like more you know, can I say more real, you know, if that is right or not, you know, I'm kind of like little bit maybe I call it like more content, you know, if that makes sense.
More content.
Yeah, like the now tea, like what I am testing with tea, it's like more content, you know, it's like more.
It's as if it's kind of more spread.
Yeah, more spread.
In the body, in the
yeah,
tea.
Yeah. So now Sage is saying that. Yasya abhyasen. So, through like really, really tasting the unproductive kind of people, you know. And like generally, you know, I have listened many, many people talking about unproductive people, you know. And it's generally like language is we use is like very motivative, you know. Like it's really kind of like we go sit one day with one of them and conclude, you know, and then make a phone call, you know, like to the friend, you have to come, you know, this is so real, you know, it's like so motivative language, you know, like it's really kind of like, you know, I think many people talk about open dharma like in that language, you know, I heard some of them who are in love, you know, so just not to listen to them because like it's really like so motivated language that has no chance to really cease the tea in, you know, like this. This ceasing. And here Seiji is saying actually like this allowing the taste to cease in.
By cease in, do you mean like soak in?
Yeah, like really.
In?
Yeah. Like really, you know, so that it can go to the not to this understanding, you know, like, you know, this like really light understanding, you know, like really so that that can go in and when that, and this is why it's like really time taking, you know, like really time taking thing that you keep on spending, you know, years and years, and still everything is not understood. You know, still something. So saying, alarming your life to maybe to understand, you know, allowing your life to understand. And if that understanding matches from the scriptures as well as from the words of people who know. Like he's calling santaten. Santaten means like sequence of, you know, your son, your grand, kind of like that sequence. So generally, because we only understand life through this, like, you know, transplanted way of understanding. So there is like always a sequence of more children, you know, like the thinking, like if we see any like people who really use thinking, you know, like generally like we come to a conclusion, like we have like we really put ourselves in a well of like in a well, and thinking never change, you know, like we keep on behaving with the same kind of patterns, you know, same kind of way, what I understood maybe 15 years before or 20 years before through the thinking. And people who really use thinking, it keeps on changing, you know, there is a sequence, like every day thinking understanding will be different, you know, like every day. You know, there will be like sons, you know, daughters, like new sons, new daughters of the thinking, like from the old, new. But this comes to like very few people. Like generally we are stuck with our understanding, you know, like there comes like a when you have been to say post graduation, you know, classes, you know, like now you are master of, and generally this mastery, you know, really takes over. We think, this is now I am master, and now I really need to conceal with my mastery, you know, generally. And keep on living, like repeating our life from that, like on the name of, you know, I'm a Oxford master, you know, or some master, you know, Lucknow master, or, you know, some, and really kind of not allow life to experience life, you know, like this thinking realm keeps on experiencing life. And if thinking realm is good, it keeps on producing new children, thinking children. And it feels like those people feels that, you know, I'm living life, generally. Like if one can really, maybe we can say, make use of thinking and produce every day new children. Like those people really think that, I'm really living my life, you know, generally. But in the eyes of sage, you know, this is not the life. And that's why he's saying that santate, like only you will get rid of children, you know, not real children, you know, the thinking children. Yeah, the thinking children. If you have allowed these unproductive people to cease in, like really that means like meaning of this will be when life has been discovered in you, kind of, you know, like somehow you went so deep that like life sprang, you know, like spring, you know, what will be the spring? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So like you went so deep that life really spraying, you know. So saying like, then only one will get rid of the thinking children, you know. Otherwise, you will be kind of like, you know, revolving, you know, like in the thinking realm and being happy that really you know, it worked, like it really, I have found the life, but you know, I think the the freshness which is felt in unproductive people, that will not be there. The freshness, like missing the freshness. And Suseji is saying actually is not only like generally we think, ah, you know, now I can be lazy, you know. And Seji is asking, you know, you cannot be lazy, you know, like it's no way that you can be lazy, because you really have to taste what is unproductive, you know, what is the that. And he's saying like, once you have tasted, then you will know that the taste and the scriptures and when people who know what they talk, there is no difference, you know. There is like, they are just like a, probably, like in India, like, you know, you have these tape recorders, you know, and sometimes they, because they are bad, so, you know, it's like same thing, like repeating again and again, yeah. You know. Many times that happens. So like he will see that they are one of them, these bad kind of, you know, record players and repeating same thing. Yeah. like ek taraj, you know, like same sound. So saying once you have really understood, this will be the understanding, you know. Understanding will be that, you know, they are just kind of repeating same thing, you know, repeating one thing, and then only, like having practiced that, says he's saying, like really having dropped to that depth where life can spring, you know, only then the repetitive birth of children, of, you know, of thinking children will start, like somewhere like the preparation in the life never works. Like somewhere, you know, actually, only life can be prepared for life. Generally, like, you know, like we really make we really prepare ourselves, and every time situation is different, you know, every time what happens is something different. So this is why the sages trust not in thinking, not in preparation, only falling in the life itself, where life can, you know, spring, life can really, and like not anything other than this. So So that's why he said, you know, not don't feel lazy, because, you know, still you have to go very long and really taste the depth of life, and then only this children of thinking will stop. So if any question, please welcome. Yes.
What does the thinking children offspring,
what is the thinking children?
Yeah, like, not what is it, but, well, he's saying that if you get to this, if you, you know, taste of the depth of the life, then the thinking children will stop, and that if you have this thinking children, then you really feel like, oh yeah, I'm living now, because if you produce them, like, every day. So how do you know, like, the difference? What is the thinking, like, I don't know. I mean, how is one, like, how does one realize to go on from that? I mean, what does it feel like? What's the difference?
What's the difference between?
Yeah, it's between, like, feeling like, oh, this is life. I'm reproducing thoughts, new thoughts every day.
Yeah.
Versus, like, living in the life. I mean, I can understand if you've tasted of the life, then you would know, oh, that wasn't it before. But when you're in the stage sort of reproducing new thoughts every day and thinking, oh, this is the life, then how do you move on from that? Or, like, what's...
Yeah, you know, probably this is why he's saying that, you know, don't think that you have reached to life.
Ever.
You know, like, not ever, you know, that as long as the thinking children are produced. You know.
But do they have a feeling?
Do they have a feeling?
No,
of... No, like, what is your question?
Well, you mentioned at one point that it was, like, duller. There's, like, something, like, that's not quite alive or something.
Not
when it's just these reproductive thoughts. If it feels like I'm really living now, but you're actually just reproducing thoughts, what difference does it make? I mean, couldn't you go on living that way?
You know, I think we all are living that way, many of us. But, like, you know, I think maybe, but, like, what sage want, you know, really to give us a very different taste of life than we know. So that's why he's, you know, he's not kind of really motivating, you know, somewhere, like, really saying this. You have to say something more.
It seems like at some level then, at that point, you just have to know that there's something beyond.
You know, certainly, otherwise why to, you know, why to be here? Like, if, you know, something is like, really, nobody has asked us to be here, you know. Like, our parents has not said that go to Sattal and do this open dharma retreat, you know. Like, somewhere, I think, so, you know, maybe one or two friends, you know, who, like, the friends, they said, ah, you have to do this. Like, sometimes, you know, people come and they say that, ah, my friend said that you have to do this open dharma retreat. So maybe one or two people like that. But most of us, you know, really came without, you know, without any parents has not said, you know, no, but, like, by ourselves. So somewhere, I think, you know, somewhere, we know that maybe my producing children way of life is not fulfilling me somewhere? Or what do you think, you know, why you came?
Yeah.
Or was somebody like really motivated? Like what of the agent of Open Dharma? if you can speak, you know, why you came here? No, just like, you know, just
fun. Well, I guess I was just concerned that what he was talking about with this reproduction of thoughts was like, I don't know, I guess it's what you're saying about the sage being like, you sort of, you think, oh yeah, I found Open Dharma, I'm on the path, everything's good. And then he's like, well, not so fast. And so it sort of seemed like that, like, I don't know, I could be reproducing thoughts forever. And if it feels like, oh, this is life, then what's so bad about that? I don't know, it's just confusing.
Yeah, you know, certainly it's confusing, that I understand. Okay.
But I sort of get more what you mean. I mean, because I was nobody at all put a gun to my head about coming to sex.
Okay. So that means, you know, something is going on there, you know. Like if you were happy with this children, you know, probably you'll be taking care of them, no? Not trying to meditate under, you know, in this kind of heat.
Well, actually, though,
yeah.
I wonder if I am. You know what I mean? I wonder if I am trying to take care of them, or like, I mean. I don't know. I never thought about it in this language before.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like these exact thought children. If I'm trying, I'm like thinking and like, oh, what's that? Blah, blah, blah. That is sort of what led me to this.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I mean, I was trying to take care of those thought children.
Mm-hmm. And now, what is the situation?
I don't know.
You know, so maybe just take your time, and then, you know, when you know, then please.
Okay.
Yeah. And yes, Leniji?
Don't you think when you're talking about the unproductive people, the black people, the children, all that, they are probably in our society, you know, throughout the world, those people are, you know, like 90%, or maybe 95%.
Yeah, more than that,
of
yeah.
All of the people. And so, I think I have, for I can just speak for myself, I have to be very strong to be able to see that. As I live my life, and I have to be happy enough to be in what seems to me at this moment to be the truth, when, you know, you're in a very, very, very small minority of the human race. And I mean, we laugh about them, and of course, it is funny, but I mean, they are what's going on out there. So it's just it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, in many ways, it is easy. But in many ways, it's not so easy to be a minority. I guess that's always the way it is.
But, you know, I think even with minority, you know, Like you really feel happy here. You know, as I see you, you know, really working, you know, like, you know, I really feel that you are very happy, you know.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not happy all the time. But yeah, I'm happy, you know, when I'm here.
But yeah, like most of the time I crossed you, you know, I really felt this wave of happiness. Most of the time, yeah. So, like, mostly I think you are happy being minority. You know. I think it's same with many people, you know.
It seems like, I was just thinking about the process of being now here in this Ramadan productive India. You know, I'm thinking like, well, 3 years ago I was in some pantsuit in a cubicle, like, with a spreadsheet. So and the process was not, it's almost like falling through some kind of crack. Like, I don't think I could use the word deliberate for any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of like, once we're here, there's a certain kind of logic to it, or there's a, it's almost like, it's not like that other universe doesn't exist. You know, like, I was thinking, well, my apartment in Brooklyn is still there, and it's not like there's a line between here and there. It's like, it's just really far from here. But that this world that we're in is self-sustaining somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. That's the key word. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really self-sustaining, but because it's probably, it doesn't fit in our logical, like, world, so it's very difficult to find.
But it doesn't feel like a counterculture. Really.
You know, it's not, you know, it cannot be counter.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably, it's like a counter, you know. Because there is like as Lenny G was kind of like pointing, that it's really difficult to, you know, like you feel, but it's really difficult to come out, because, you know, there is majority of people happy there, you know, not happy, but happy, playing happy, and it's really difficult. So maybe for that time, you know, this contrast really helps, like, you know, to say, that is the, you know, we are the meditators, you know, and they are not we. But, like, once you are, you know, you made it, means like you are out of that, then, you know, there is no contrast, because it's like somehow, you know, like, this logical realm is questioned, you know, like, generally, I think, you know, if we still live with the strength of logic, you know, probably will not be here. So somehow, some other strength has taken over. You know, logically, there is nothing. Like, we cannot really find any logic to be here, you know, logically. But there is so much strength beyond the logic that it feels, you know, right to be here.
Yeah,
right to be.
It's extremely logical, and it's just right.
Yeah,
and it's not like some weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other
so some
world that,
no, yeah. it's like a, because the, you know, this is what contains, you know, like something what contains the life, so that makes us somehow, that push us away somehow from this logical realm. You know. Something, you know, something probably which could be touched but not explained, you know, like something, when you feel, you really feel, but when you try to explain, you know, so at least for me, you know, like I really can, you know, touch, I really can feel, but I really cannot explain, you know. So something, you know, something is beyond explanation,
yeah,
but not beyond feeling, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Something certainly. Yeah. So if you can help
explain.
Me.
Well, no.
Like, you know, just kind of, you know,
yeah,
like if.
The need to explain is somehow falls away.
Yeah, it also falls away, but maybe kind of like sometimes, you know, it's helpful. Like, because like when we are, like, say, you know, when you are in front of your parents, you know, you really try to find like some stuff to hold. So just because of that, you know, if we like some point, you know, if we, you know, it's not in hurry, you know, if like we have a way to explain, that will be very helpful also, maybe. Thank you. Yeah. Kristi wants to say something, no? Okay. Yes, please.
Because of these family issues with me, very much in this, as you said, with these patterns and this conditioning. And it's so overwhelming. You know, now all these things are coming up. And somehow to see that there's, in a kind of way, there's only this conditioning. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
Anything I do somehow, in the intention then there, is very fast, it's extraordinarily quick. There's also an understanding somehow from where it came.
Mm-hmm.
So as a voice from family or what told me this should be done or this not, before the intention even is there, and it's so overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
and somehow also the thing here is that I'm in the pattern of resisting that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Uh-huh.
This of course makes it more troublesome somehow.
Yeah.
And there's also a kind of seeing that apart from that there is nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird. And from time to time then there's this other thing. For example last night, lying in the sleeping bag, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then these children are not playing. And then a very simple thing, only touch of the fingers
mm-hmm.
in the sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And because these children are not there, the perception was really shocked somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It was so crystal clear, so really crispy, really, it was really clear that's the beginning. That's the end of the year. Whoa. And then, of course, the mind said, oh, wow, that was good, and blah, blah, blah. the point itself, with the somehow, for me, I can, it's a taste, it's me, this feeling.
Taste,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And going in, and anything on top of it with the mind to explain it,
mm-hmm.
and somehow also the awareness that it's, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
also not me with that. That this is also the pattern again. But what I mean is, I see only these children,
mm-hmm.
or extraordinary strong perception without anything.
Yeah.
And so, what it's not happening somehow is a kind of way using thinking without the children doing it.
Yeah.
This is not happening, but I see only these children, blah, 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 or a very strong perception.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had this in the past, that's also a little bit why I'm here somehow,
mm-hmm.
because I'm
yeah.
in only in this surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
One can drop into that
yeah.
somehow.
Yeah.
And so there's also knowing behind the children, to bring even the children to this place. That's quite strange.
Mm-hmm.
But how to use these thinking without these only conditioning children. This is
yeah.
really a mystery.
Yeah. So maybe like, you know, when, like, you know, there will be like a place where thinking starts from the thinking. And there is a place, you know, like you were saying, like strong perception. You know, I will say maybe, because like when you use strong, you know, it's like little bit, maybe true perception.
Yeah.
You know, it will be better.
It's so strong because otherwise it's not.
Yeah. True. Otherwise, you know, like it's like very true. You know. Yeah. So if thinking can start from the true perception, you know, it's like very very practical. You know, like from there.
Yes.
That means thinking is being used for only this time, you know. Like generally
there's another thing behind in judgment,
yeah,
in kind of way.
And from there,
and
yeah.
Then the benchmark and then judging, oh,
yeah.
This was fine, and then,
yeah. Yeah. And generally, like, you know, like thinking, you know, that kind of thinking from the thinking, it's always for the future.
Mm.
Or always about the past. And when thinking comes from this, you know, true perception or strong perception in your words, it's really for now, you know, really kind of like solving current situation. Yes, Lord Maji.
I was just wondering about like laziness and by being unproductive. Is it like, do you see laziness as something that you can slip into quite easily? And like, is that like a negative thing? And how to kind of, like, I suppose in my own experience in the past, like, I've been, like, for quite a while before I came to India, quite unproductive in my
mm-hmm.
mind, and I was seeing it as, like, something I needed to do, but at the same time, like, so often I was like, I'm being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like that was a danger.
Mm-hmm.
But and it was really hard to... Mm. Like, I had to keep telling myself, like, this is something I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was, like, worried as well. Like, actually, I don't know, is this really beneficial for me? And, yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah. So, you know, like, there is, like, this, like, very kind of fine, you know, between laziness and, like, what we are calling here unproductive, you know, this. So, like, when you really are lazy, like, after laziness, when you get up, you will feel pain in the body, kind of, not really comfort in the body. Like, there will be, like, somewhere pain, something, you know, like, really, kind of, like, not easy to get up. And with unproductive, you know, this will not be felt, you know. Certainly, like, they can be seen, like, same from outside. That, so, as long as being lazy is not painful to the body, it's being unproductive, you know.
So it's only the body, it's not, or the mind also? Like,
you know, also the mind, but like basically like with the mind is like, because mind can be, you know, in many, many things. So really to consider body,
mm-hmm.
because mind can trick many times, you know. Mind is more clever to trick than the body. So really to rely on the body more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are feeling really pain in the body after, so that means certainly is laziness. Is not this unproductive thing. And if there is no pain in the body, that means, you know, it's just being unproductive,
mm-hmm.
but for something else, yeah.
Is it easy to like slip in from one to the other?
You know, generally, like, you know, when you slip from unproductive, you know, it really continues. Like, really, kind of like, you know, it seems lazy, but you are not lazy. Yeah. But maybe sometimes, you know, generally, I think generally it doesn't happen that. When you are unproductive, you know, something else goes on, which is maybe beyond the logical realm, and that's why we don't understand, but somehow body feels good about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe we can have some quiet time.